There have been some mixed messages coming out of Nigeria after what appears to be another mass kidnapping by the Boko Haram terrorist group. It's been fighting the African country's government for years with the goal of replacing the Federal Presidential Republic with a government based on strict Islamic law. Earlier this week, suspected Boko Haram terrorists raided a school in northeast Nigeria, kidnapping dozens of girls who went there. But the Reuters news agency reports that it's not known exactly how many were kidnapped and how many are still missing because the local government and state police have given different estimates. Originally, the state governor said that 76 girls had been rescued, but residents told Reuters yesterday that he then backtracked and said the girls were still missing. This could be one of the worst kidnappings in Nigeria.
It was April 14, 2014. 276 teenage girls were taken from their school in the middle of the night. Some of the girls were able to escape in the hours that followed. It happened in the town of Chibok in Borno State, northeast Nigeria. They were captured by the terrorist group Boko Haram. Several weeks later, Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau released a video claiming responsibility for abducting the girls and threatening to sell them as slaves.
Bring back our girls now!
With international outrage mounting, protests began over the Nigerian government's failure to bring the girls home, and a social media campaign, hashtag Bring Back Our Girls, was launched. 1 year after the girls were taken, in April of 2015, Muhammadu Buhari won Nigeria's presidential election and vowed to curb Boko Haram's violence. Another year goes by. In April 2016, CNN obtained a proof-of-life video sent by their captors showing 15 of the girls. We shared it with several of the girls' mothers, some tearful moments as they recognized their daughters. In October last year, the Nigerian government announced some of the girls were freed after negotiations with Boko Haram. I was there when 2 months later, those 21 girls finally returned to Chibok and reunite with their families. The room almost vibrating with the sound of unbridled joy. But for some waiting parents, heartbreak. These women have come looking for their daughters who are still being held by Boko Haram. Although several other girls managed to escape over the course of the past 3 years, the majority of those kidnapped remain in Boko Haram captivity to this day.